there, KMA Land. It's time for a short segment called The Double X Factor. It's where Spencer Williams and I, Sandy Edie Hansen, team up to deliver some thoughts on a personal growth topic that changes each week. Now, this week, the topic is surrender. Now, it's a topic we've looked at previously, but life and personal growth are not something that move in a straight line, kind of more circular. We circle back around on things rather than checking the box like, oh, I'm all done with that now. We learn more and we hopefully grow and see things with added wisdom and new eyes all the time. So surrender to some may indicate giving up, waving the white flag of defeat, or losing the battle. But surrender in the context Spencer and I are talking about this week is about strength, courage, and dropping resistance to what is. Surrender is a form of acceptance, and acceptance is like magic. I very recently have come to see surrender as facing things head on. So often, when we have a hard or uncomfortable feeling that's coming up, our knee-jerk reaction is to turn away from it. Stuff it down. Try to get rid of that darn thing. And of course, that's followed by judging ourselves for feeling what we feel. Resist, resist, resist. Now, in his book, Letting Go, David R. Hawkins outlines that surrendering a feeling is simply to allow it to be there without condemning it or judging it or resisting it. We notice it, observe it, and allow it to be felt. And here's the tricky part, without trying to modify it. We surrender by letting those hard or difficult feelings come up and just be there, by feeling it and letting it pass through. So what if you're feeling resistance to, say, a person or a situation? You have some hard feelings swirling around that you believe need to change in order for you to feel better. Surrender is about nothing outside you needs to change in order for you to feel better. Believe it or not, you don't have to know the outcome of things in order to feel better either. So very often we make a decision that someone, other than ourselves, of course, needs to change. And they need to be different. And that tends to cause us to see that someone not as a person, but as an object or an obstacle. We all do this to certain extents. And when we're unconscious, we do it a lot. When we objectify people, it's the perfect atmosphere to start justifying our position. We do this by emphasizing the other person's so-called flaws, according to us anyway, and building our case as to why they need to be other than how they actually are. We have gone to war with them in our mind, and the one who suffers the most in that war, well, it's ourselves. Spencer and I talk here endlessly about what you might call radical responsibility. To drop the blame, the excuses, the justifications, and own your stuff. Surrender is a big part of radical responsibility, and it changes how you show up in life when you can have the courage to do it. Now, Spencer will be here tomorrow, and I'll check back with you on Friday, where I hope to shed a bit more light on what surrender sounds like. Till then, later!